parents are facing difficult choices about their children and schools this fall. Should they chance sending their children back to school where they might contract the coronavirus, or should they continue navigating the difficulties of remote learning? For a closer look, we're joined this morning by Emily Oster, professor of economics at Brown University and a mother herself, who wrote about the choices in a recent article in Forbes magazine. Professor, good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's start with the data first. What do the data say when it comes to children in schools in the pandemic?
So I think there's many pieces of data. I think on the first question a lot of parents ask is, you know, how likely are kids to get it? And I think there the data is very reassuring that kids are much less likely than adults to get sick. They tend to have fairly mild infection. Younger kids are less affected than older kids. So I think in terms of fears about children's health, you know, of course, kids can get COVID, they can get sick, but they tend to do very, very well. A more complicated question is, you know, whether kids transmit the virus. And there we have more mixed data. But I think the even more complicated question with schools is, you know, schools are not just kids. They also have adults. Adults interacting with each other. And so until we sort of see more about that, it's a little bit hard to comment on, you know, how important our school is going to be in transmission if we do end up opening them.
So I want to go back and forth between you looking at the data and you looking at this as a parent, as we all approach the fall. Let me ask you this question then. Putting the numbers aside for a moment, as a parent, what are your biggest concerns about the pandemic right now, and what factors are you weighing?
So I think as a parent, my biggest concerns for my kids are trying to balance their need to be in school because it's good for their learning, because it's good for their emotional development, against, you know, the questions of whether people might get sick, whether we might get sick, whether they might get sick. But I will say for me, I think that it is very important for my kids to be in school. And if their school opens, I will surely send them.
So what's the best piece of advice you've heard for parents, other parents who are also right now weighing that exact same decision?
I mean, I think that for parents, you know, this is a very hard decision. I would suggest that they think pretty carefully about what they see as the alternatives. So I think for a lot of parents, it's been framed as kind of school or not. And I think that's very hard framing because it doesn't really force you to think through what are your other options. So I think that, you know, my best advice for parents is really try to work through what are the different choices that you're thinking about, and then try to think a little bit about your own specific situation. These choices are going to be very different for parents who, say, live in a household with an older adult than parents who live only with sort of a nuclear family who is at lower risk.
Back to the data now. What data are you using to help guide your decisions? What factors are you weighing?
So I'm looking a lot at data on pediatric cases and looking at what's happening with kids who get sick and to what extent kids get sick. I'm also looking a lot at data from that we're seeing from some school reopenings in Europe. It's a little bit of a different situation, but we certainly learned something there. And then I'm trying not so much looking, but trying to actually put together some data on what's happening as places reopen in the U.S. So I think all those pieces are on my mind.
And now back to the emotional part of this. In that Forbes article I mentioned, you wrote about letting your children go to a tennis camp this summer in Providence, Rhode Island. Did that feel like a leap of faith, even with your research?
I think it felt like the first day was a little nerve-wracking because, you know, it was the moment was like, okay, we've decided now we're doing this. And it's been a long time since we've seen other people. And there was a sort of moment of, oh my goodness, is this the right thing? And, you know, particularly since everyone's wearing masks, there's kind of like a feeling that this is like, it's in our face that this is different than usual. But that faded really fast. And I think that will be true for many people as we go back. You know, the first few days will be kind of weird. And then I think that it will get much more normal.
Emily Oster, professor of economics at Brown University in Providence, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition today, and good luck to you and your family as you approach the fall like so many others do.
Thanks so much for having me.